How do you leverage emotional intelligence to create the life, relationship, and business of your dreams? I've spent over a decade studying, speaking, and coaching on emotional intelligence, and in this podcast, I share the exact principles and strategies my clients have used to earn seven-figure incomes, heal their relationships, get engaged after years of failed relationships, and step into their authentic power to become the leaders they came here to be. Let's do this. Welcome back to episode 214 of the Marcia Miyake Show. One of my favorite things to do with my clients is to give them a reframe in real time. I find that this is one of the best pattern interrupts that we can do for ourselves and for each other. Sometimes I do it via voice note or text message or on our calls. So I thought I would share with you 10 powerful reframes that will change your life. Okay, let's jump right in because these are so juicy. Number one, I don't have enough time. So I used to live in a frame of time scarcity. Some people have money scarcity. We have different forms of scarcity. Mine was time scarcity. I believed that I just didn't have enough time. And it was a story that I continued to tell myself. I was a single mom. I was teaching at the university. I had just launched my own business. I was going through a separation. Like it was all the things. All of those were true. But to say to myself over and over again, I don't have enough time, what became a self-fulfilling prophecy. So instead of saying, I don't have enough time, try saying, it's not a priority or it's not urgent enough. This little shift in words is going to help you to recognize whether you're actually using the I don't have enough time as an excuse or whether you genuinely need to switch up some of your priorities. Because, for example, if your life depended on going to the gym, you wouldn't say that you don't have enough time because going to the gym would become such a priority for you. That's why it's so important for us to know what is a true priority and really understanding what's going to give us that instant gratification versus long-term fulfillment. Going to the gym doesn't feel urgent until you're unwell and your body is in pain. And now all of a sudden you wish you could go back and have gone to the gym more regularly, right? So same thing when it comes to something like starting a side hustle. Everyone says, I don't have enough time. When someone says that to me, I instantly, like, I want to shake them and be like, listen, if you don't create the time right now, you will never break free from this cycle that you're in. And that's just it. Most of us are just so comfortable in our pain because it's familiar that we will never break free. And that's why we need to get these powerful reframes. Someone needs to say them to us. And this is why I'm sharing them here so that you can have them in your tool belt to call yourself out on your own BS when you need to. Similarly, the next one is I have too much on my plate. I hate this one almost as much. Try saying instead, I have poor time management or I have poor delegation skills. This is so confronting because here's the thing. There is somebody else who has just as much or more on their plate than you do. And the analogy I like to say is in this buffet of life, you don't have to stick to your dessert plate. You get to go get a bigger plate. You get to become a bigger plate. And this is the importance of becoming a bigger vessel, which I did a whole episode on, is because when I become more, I can do more. When I become more, I'm not stressed about little shit that used to stress me out in the past. And so when someone says I have too much on my plate, I'm just like, okay, so they're not managing their time properly. Now, let's say you have a full calendar, you have lots of things to do. There is always a way to fit things in. One of the things that I do is when I get invited to things, I rarely go to the full event. If I go to a birthday party, I'm not going to be there for the whole time. And I don't see that as rude. I see that as me prioritizing me and my goals. So I will leave early if I need to also create time for work. I mean, this is like so basic for me, but so many of us are so caught in these like lines that we say, and then this is like just another way of being a victim in your life is when we say things like, I don't have enough time, I have too much on my plate. Let's call it for what it is. We don't have the adequate life skills. We have not put enough attention on creating those life skills that will help us excel in all the areas of our lives. Number three, I can't afford it.
Okay, so that's a rule in our home. We never say I can't afford, even if it's like to buy a yacht. I have no interest in ever buying a yacht, to Dan's dismay, ever in my life. If I was a billionaire tomorrow, I would not buy a yacht. He would 100%. But let's say Luca, our four-year-old, said, I want a boat. We would never say I can't afford it. It's just not in our vocabulary. We would find another way to say it. But when you say I can't afford it to something that you want to buy, what you're saying is I'm not resourceful. Now, I know that's so confronting, but once we look at these confronting juxtapositions, then we really get to shake ourselves up a bit and make some real change in our lives. Again, this is linked back to the urgency piece, because if you didn't have money today to feed your kids, and you got fired from your job and you had $0 in your bank account, you would find a way to feed your children, right? Because there was an urgency piece, an importance piece, a priority piece. Okay, the next one is, I'm not motivated. Okay, when people ask me, how do I stay motivated, straight up, as I don't. I don't know one person that wakes up motivated every day. This is one of the importance too, as women, to understand your cycle. I like to know, as soon as my energy is slightly off in the morning, I immediately go to see what day I am on my cycle, because I know that between week one and two, I'm going to have the most energy. I'm going to feel the most inspired. That's when I want to do my most meetings. And then I know like week three, the tail end, a week before my cycle, I am going to be a lot more, I'm going to have less energy. I'm going to be a lot more emotional, and I can see it in the way that I show up. So having this level of self-awareness, understanding your body, you get to put in some guidelines and some structure for you to work within. So rather than saying, I'm not motivated, right? It's I lack disciplines. I lack structure. I lack rituals. Because motivation is an emotion and therefore is not 100% constant. Yet your rituals and your discipline will get you through those moments of lack of motivation. If we only showed up for our kids when we were motivated, if we only showed up for our business when we were motivated, you know how many times I've hopped on here and been like, I don't really feel like doing this today. Now, I know that some people talk about, and this is from like the feminine perspective, is like, I never want to bring forced energy. I totally get that. But here's what I do know about motivation. Sometimes when I start, the motivation comes. So I don't use my lack of motivation as a reason to not show up. When I have a podcast to record, that podcast is getting recorded. I don't care if I have a headache. I don't care what is happening. That podcast is happening. But what tends to happen is when I put that mic on and I start talking to you guys and I get excited, guess what? That motivation just shows up. So we have our rituals and the discipline to keep going while we don't have motivation. But as we take action, even when we don't feel motivated, the motivation tends to build. Okay, the next one, this is one I can be said in different ways. Like, people don't respect me. People don't like me. People aren't nice to me. What a horrible story to tell. Stop saying that. Stop it right now. You are not allowed from here on out. You're never allowed to say that. Instead, take your power back, okay? What's that saying? It's like, where blame goes, power flows. Boom. So I'm not blaming anybody for anything in my life, because by blaming them, I'm giving them power. Like, I'm not available for that. So instead of people don't like me, people don't respect me, it is I have allowed people to take advantage of me. I have weak boundaries. Or even more confronting, I don't respect myself. I have never met a person who I perceive to have a high level of self-respect where people don't respect them. Okay, unless they've got some psych issues where they're like clearly not here and they're like in their own land. But for the most part, people who respect themselves, remember, it's a frequency. If I'm vibrating at self-respect, I'm not available for you unless you also give me respect. That's just how it works. Okay, next one. I lack confidence. This is a big one. If you say, I'm not confident, you know, I'm like insecure, whatever. Okay, so try saying, I don't keep promises to myself. If you kept the promises that you made to yourself, you'd be confident regardless of your outcomes. People think that confidence comes from outward success. It doesn't. Confidence comes from inside. It's an internal game. So guess what? If I say that I'm going to go to the gym, you know, 4 times a week and I do that consistently, my confidence will build regardless if my body shows results or not. I might be disappointed if my body doesn't show the results that I want after, you know, X amount of time, but my confidence, because I kept that promise to myself, is going to build regardless. Oh my gosh, one of the most overused. I'm overwhelmed. Girl, that was me. I was always overwhelmed because of my time scarcity story, right? Okay. When we are overwhelmed, it's because we are so focused on what we can't control. And so a powerful reframe for overwhelm is looking at the abundance that God has given us and asking God, like, God, help me manage my abundance in a way that feels good. Because one of the most powerful reframes around overwhelm has been this, it's like an abundance of all of the things that you've asked for. It's blessings on blessings on blessings. Think about it. When you're overwhelmed, it's because you have that work project to do. Oh my gosh, you're up for that promotion. Your kids have soccer. You don't want to miss that recital. You've got your husband's birthday, and then you've got your anniversary. Like, are you hearing? Are you hearing? All of that is so much abundance. You have to lead a call. You've been asked to step up and have more responsibilities. You know, you've been invited to that party. Oh, but you've invited to that party as well. It's all blessings. And again, this can be tied to going back to those, I don't have enough time, and you know, putting in those boundaries for yourself so that you don't feel overwhelmed. So that you can give a loving no versus a resentful AF yes. It's one of like the foundations of our teachings inside of the EQ Academy is how do we gracefully say no to things where we feel really good about prioritizing our own goals while being very respectful to the people around us. And so that we can give like enthusiastic yeses, and our yeses are not resentful, because we're not doing people any favors when we give people a resentful yes. I would much rather give someone a loving no. Like, thank you so much for thinking of me. I really appreciate it. I'm unavailable for that right now. Full stop. You do not need to explain yourself farther. I'm depressed. Okay, so understanding that when we feel depressed, it's a very low frequency emotion, and recognizing that if you are depressed, it's because you are focused on the past. You're focused on something that happened that was significant to you, and you're reliving it over and over, and it's ingraining in you. You're practicing that emotion over and over again. And we need to switch our focus from the past to the present moment. And it's hard. I'm not saying that it's easy to make that switch, and your brain will give you a lot of resistance because right now it's caught up in a cycle of being focused on the past. So saying something like, what can I be grateful for now? Your brain will probably be like, nothing. And then you ask again, well, what could I be grateful for? And then see what comes up. And that's all you have to do, is we just want to switch from a focusing on the past to focusing on the present. And because, you know, this is the teachings of Eckhart Tolle, but like, if you are so present, regardless of all the problems, all the looming things that are happening, all the bad things that happened in the past, if you are fully in the present, you'll realize that nothing is wrong. And I know that's an extreme statement to make, because if you're like, Mars, I have cancer, Mars, I have this, and it sounds so confronting. And rather than unpacking it here, I'm going to encourage you to read the book, The Power of Now. If you haven't read it, it is life-changing. But in the present moment, not thinking about what the diagnosis means, not thinking about the appointment you have next week, but like in this moment, in your breath, you will realize there's actually nothing wrong. And again, I don't want to be insensitive to people that are going through health challenges. You know, in our family, we're dealing with my mom's health challenges, and I definitely don't want to be insensitive to you about that. But it's something that I have navigated with my sister together to really understand, you know, how to be in a situation that feels very painful, but not let it consume you. And number 10 is I'm anxious. And when you say I'm anxious, what you're saying is that you're focused on something in the future. You're focused on something and there's an uncertainty about the future of how something is going to play out and you can't stop thinking about it. So ask yourself, what is in my control now? The brain wants to have answers and have control. And when the brain puts a high level of importance on something and then there's also a level of uncertainty, this is how we can get into anxiety. So if there is something that I can control in the moment, I'm going to put my attention there. Okay, maybe it's doing some kind of mindfulness and coloring or something like that. I'm going to place my attention on something I can control. If your answer is nothing, there's nothing I can control right now, then I would say again, with so much love, what can I be grateful for right now? And if your brain goes and it might say nothing, okay, well, what could I be grateful for? And keep asking until something comes up. Because we have to understand that you are not a machine. You as a human being are not a machine. You are in charge of a machine. Your brain is the machine. Your brain is the apparatus. And we are in control of it. Not it is in control of us. And when it is in control of us, that's when we get into problems psychologically, emotionally, relationally, etc. So we need to tell our brain what to do. And when we can direct our brain, that's when we'll realize that we're a lot more powerful in this life than we think. So I just wanted to share those 10 powerful reframes that you can just have in your back pocket. I know they can feel a little confronting, but you know what? Sometimes your brain needs to be confronted and it needs to feel a little abrupt so that you can create the positive change that you need in your life.